from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
You know, one day y'all gonna believe Nostradamus. One day you guys are gonna start believing. I told you that there is a really good chance that Justin Fields could be starting week one against us at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, when I said that originally, everybody said, oh, wait a minute, Russell Wilson's the starter. Guess what Mike Tomlin is confirming, Mike? That there is a competition now at the quarterback position.
Very much is a competition. What happens in stadium is weighted heavier than what happens in a practice setting because it's more game-like.
I know that if knowing Tomlin, like we know Tomlin and people that cover the Steelers, Fields fits his mold a hell of a lot more than Russell Wilson and his diva routine. Russell Wilson, guys, it is what you've been hearing the last few years. And you saw it play out in Denver. And then, you know, missing a couple of days with a strained calf, you know, that didn't help. Because, and who's the team going to rally behind, too? Who's more likable? This is not what we have here. Cousins is clearly the number one. Penix is earning the respect of his teammates. But Russell Wilson comes in with so much baggage. Maybe some guys in that locker room are really pulling for Fields, as has been written in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Pittsburgh also, by potentially getting Fields to win the job. I'm not going to say they want him to. He's got to earn it. But, Mike, he's 10 years younger. All of a sudden now, this is something that you can look towards the future and say, hey, maybe we found our guy if he performs up to his capabilities. Russell Wilson was asked about his health and wanting to play in the preseason. This is Russ.
I'm feeling great just to be fully in the practice and involved in doing everything. I mean, I've been involved in doing all the drills and everything for the past, I don't know, 7, 8 days, however many days it's been. But to be fully in there and actually with the team drills and everything else, this feels great.
Russ, is it your intent or desire to play in the preseason?
Yeah, always. I always want to play. I mean, I think anytime you get the strap on the pads, it's a blessing. No matter, if it's preseason or if it's regular season, obviously, which matters a lot, and postseason more importantly. So, just to be out with your teammates and everything else. But, the good thing is I get to take everything in and just learn and just be in that stadium for the first time. I can't wait. It's going to be amazing to be in Acrisure Stadium, wearing the black and gold.
That's a lot, Mike. That's a lot.
Sorry. If you're new to the show, for years when Carl and I used to debate about the tiers of quarterbacks and the true elites, I'd always make the argument for Russell Wilson. And I always felt like Pete Carroll was the bad guy and the steal. What's going on in Seattle?
You ever done anything dangerous?
And then you realize, tremendous athlete, and you can't take away what he's accomplished, but man, there's ego and there's a degree of phoniness, which I think is tangible.
Mr. Unlimited. Yeah.
Can you just answer the questions? Wow, him and Arthur Smith are really cut out for each other.
This is going to be
a long answer.
It's going to be interesting. We will see. And it matters, guys, because that's our week one. We got to come out of the gate kicking butt, Mike. And I hope it's against the Steelers. And listen, if Justin's a guy, it makes our job a lot more difficult because he just puts different kinds of pressures on your defense. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts Boy, Mike, who do you believe here? Do you think there is still a rift? Do you think it's fixable? What's going on in Philly with this report?
If I'm Sirianni, hey, you know, Jalen, if you don't fumble, we probably beat the Chiefs. We're going to be up by three, maybe three touchdowns in that Super Bowl. At least three scores, right? You know, touchdown,
sure.
A couple of field goals. For those who don't remember, that was a huge turning point. The Chiefs could not get any traction against that Eagles defense, and that was the big turnaround for them there. But Sirianni just seems like, boy, he's the CEO coach, because the assistants, when he lost his assistant coaches to head coaching jobs, everything fell apart. And then there was a crisis of confidence. They started scrambling. Everything just goes off the rails. You were number one seed, 11-1, and you lose on the road to Tampa Bay. So I don't know if it's irreparable, but, I mean, the Philadelphia media is having a feeding frenzy on this one.
Yeah, here's the latest. It just gets better. So Jalen Hurts reportedly was so desperate to fix the Eagles that he called ex-Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale.
Right. That's, remember when they put Patricia in charge of the defense.
Because it was a clown show.
And he started retooling the defense midseason, which further exacerbated their downward spiral.
Now, when you start going outside the building, again, you can have friends in the NFL, but it's like, yo, you got any answers to what's going on? Basically, what you're doing is telling everybody else that your in-house coaching is a train wreck. That's what you're saying. And so that strained the relationship between him and Nick Sirianni. And so this is Jalen Hurts talking about it.
Yeah, I was just trying to pick his brain, see what he saw in us, and try and get some tips on some things. Well, I think it's more so for me trying to continue to pour into my cup in terms of knowledge. And, you know, I've had a lot of respect for what he's done, and we've had a lot of success versus him. I think that was a point where we're definitely trying to make a run and make a push, and I was just trying to pour into my cup and knowledge from him and pick his brain on some things. And, you know, a very respectable person, actually a great person, in that a great coach, and has a great mentality about how he goes about his business.
So it is interesting, and as we said in Philadelphia, it's a big story on talk radio. I listened to Hugh talking about it. There's a lot of folks that feel, and you brought this up yesterday, they fired Doug Peterson, like, what, less than 2 years after winning the Super Bowl, they'll fire Sirianni midseason.
They lost five of their last six regular season games, got eliminated in the wild card round. Obviously Tampa, right, beats them. This is not the way you want to be heading into a season.
No, and then
this isn't.
But you realize that Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon really were the brains of the operation. And when those guys left, Sirianni could not fix it. And the offense, who was it we had on last year that was breaking it down? I forget which quarterback we had. It was basically saying they don't have any intermediate stuff. It's either like going down the field, there's nothing underneath to let Jalen Hurts kind of use his athleticism and move. It's really going counterintuitive to what it should have been.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.